Her name is Sharon Hinnendale. Going to be a superstar in Hollywood. She joins us live this morning on WIXX. So, Sharon, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Notre Dame Academy, graduated in
04. So you got like a 10-year reunion coming up fairly soon.
Yep.
Are you going to show up for it?
Of course I am.
Oh, great. Yeah. Every one of your classmates now is going to be like, oh, great, Sharon's going to be there. I'm working at the old drive-thru, and Sharon's going to be there. She's living in LA.
Way to ruin
She's
it for everybody,
star.
Sharon.
All right. Oh, goodness. What have you been up to? Like, we don't know.
Sharon Hinnendale is our guest here on IXX, former Notre Dame grad, and she's blowing up in Hollywood right now. In fact, just released a new movie, Embrace of the Vampire. I like the trailer, actually. The movie's pretty good. You actually become a vampire in this, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, you'll have to see it to find that out, but basically nobody really knows when the movie ends what's going to happen. So there's been talks of another movie, so we'll see if that happens. But, we filmed it in Canada. I found out about it actually a week before I was supposed to leave. It was like a last-minute thing, and they were looking for a name, which means they wanted somebody who is famous, and that's obviously not me. I'm like working my way up, but I went in a week before and like I was like, I'm not gonna book this, I'm just gonna give it 100%. And they ended up calling me back right away, and they were like, can you go to Canada in a week? And so it was really crazy. There was like 150 pages of scripts that I had to memorize.
What's the most terrifying moment for you as an actor, getting geared up for the audition or the realization when you get the part that, oh no, I got a lot of work to do?
Auditions are actually way scarier, because when you book the thing, it's like, all right, it's game time, you just focus and like you get it done. But for auditions, you know, you have the first audition, and that's okay, that's the first step of like usually a 5-step process, you know, like you get the first audition, all right, the casting director likes you, then they call you in for producers and writer and director, and then they like you, and then you have to go in again, you do chemistry read with other actors. It's like such a long process to book something.
We're talking with Sharon Hinnendale, former Notre Dame grad, now in Hollywood making movies. Have you ever auditioned for something that eventually turned out to be a big deal that you didn't get the part for?
Yeah, the movie's a decide. That's a good question, actually. Mm-hmm. Nice one.
Thank you.
I like answering different things. I almost booked the movie The Descendants.
The Descendants? Oh, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Alexander Payne. So he was the director, and I read for him a bunch of times, and it looked like I was going to book it. And it didn't fall through at last minute. But yeah, that was like, I was planning to go to Hawaii. And that's really crazy. That's probably the biggest thing. Otherwise, I read for the Farrelly brothers and Chris Columbus and a bunch of other directors like that. But
is there anybody you want to say hi to now that you're on the radio back in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah. My roommate, Jimmy Wirtz, who's going to be on Wheel of Fortune on Friday. So tune in. We grew up together. He went to Southwest. And then my brother, Frank, and my sister-in-law, Abe, and then my brother, Jeff, who's a musician in Green Bay, Jeff Hinnendale. He's the bomb, so you guys should go see him. He plays around Green Bay, and my mom is also a musician there, so.
Oh, very cool. So look for a movie, Embrace of the Vampire. You'll be able to get it very soon. Best of luck to you, Sharon. You're up and coming, and
thanks,
we're very
guys.
Excited for you. So
I have Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. It's Sherry Bomb on Instagram, so if you guys want to follow me and see all the craziness that happens in LA. Thanks so much for talking to me, you guys.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.